Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I was returning to request a callback from customer support.
Oh, yes, thank you. I had requested a refund from, you have to tell me which number you're calling from.
I wouldn't know, ma'am. I work for a third-party call center. I service about 200 different online vendors. I can try searching
Okay.
here with your name and zip code to see what kind of information I can pull for you.
Please do. My name is Judy Miller, and my zip code is 21561.
Okay, Ms. Miller, I think I've pulled some matching information. Just want to make sure this is correct. Can you confirm a matching street address?
Matching what, dear?
A matching street address.
3337 Binninger Road, Swanton, Maryland, 21561.
All right. Appreciate your patience, ma'am. So what I'm taking a look here, let me load the full details. This has brought up a membership I see had been enrolled into after an online sweepstakes entry, a chance to enter and win a pallet, but I see a cancellation, and yes, ma'am, a refund had been put through in the amount of $67.32 back on the 24th of November. I see a confirmation number listed of 7815094303.
Okay. I have not received that refund.
Okay. See. We had provided the refund to the billed bank account, a MasterCard ending in 3833.
Yes. For how much?
The billed amount, which was $67.32, it would have reflected 3 to 5 business days after November 24th.
I have not received that.
I don't see a
That was
refund error on our end.
under truly amazing quality.
I can't speak to the merchant ID. I can
Okay.
tell you the billed amount went through on the 22nd of November. It was $67.32.
Right, I have that, and I have the confirmation number, but I've never received the refund.
Okay, well, I don't see a refund error on our end, ma'am. If that's the case, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but we do have policy to follow. If the refund's missing, what you'll need to do is have your financial institution call us back and confirm that the refund had not been submitted in your bank account. And if that be the
Okay.
case, yes, ma'am, then we can escalate the issue further.
So they call the 844-211-7688 number?
Same one you're speaking with me on.
Well, yours came up as a telemarketer number, so it didn't give me a number.
What was that number you had confirmed, the phone number?
1-844-211-7688.
All right, have them call us back at the same phone number. We are open 24/7. They'll just need, I have the reason of your call notated on the account in reference to the refund that had been provided last month. If they call us back and confirm that's the case, we can assist further.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'll get in touch with them tomorrow.
Okay. Did you have any other question or concern?
No, was there anyone special, an extension or name that they should talk to?
No, ma'am, not at all. The first representative who answers will be able to assist.
Okay. Could you make a note that the institute calling will be WEPCO Federal Credit Union?
Okay, can you spell that for me?
WEPCO.
Okay.
Federal Credit Union.
All right, not a problem. And I'll have that, let's see, have that notated on the account here. And you are all set to go. Did you have any other question or concern?
Do I need an account number? I want to make sure they get to the right place.
Account number?
Right.
No, ma'am. They'll, just as you had on the call with me, we'll need to pull the account basically with your name and zip code, and then we'll just need to verify we've had the correct account pull, like I did with your address, and,
okay,
you know, just explain the reason you're calling in with the bank. They'll take a look at my notation, confirm, and they'll be able to assist from there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
Have
customer
a nice
support.
Evening.
You too.